Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. On this Monday, we'll start with President Donald Trump asserting, Alan, that immigrants who cross the U.S. border illegally should be sent back without due process or an appearance before a judge, an escalation of his attacks on the judicial system.
Well, yes, David. The first thing that they do is they take away the rights of somebody else, and then, as the old saw goes, then they come for you. So the minute you start taking away judicial rights from anybody, it really is just the road to totalitarianism and fascism. We know it. We've seen it before. And we know that that's what he's got in mind. You know, this is a man who very much admires dictators and strong men and sometimes says when they're there for life, that's something he'd like. It's something to be very scary about. You know, David, as the time comes for people to be strong, some will be, some won't. We just saw a play in Stockbridge called Church and State, wonderful play. And I did a talk back with it. And people are very, very concerned about gun, for example, gun control, which this play is about. And the hero of the play is a Republican senator who sees the error of his ways and changes. And whether or not we're going to see that anymore now, whether people who have traditionally wanted to hold on to their offices and realize that the latest poll says 90% of Republicans are for Trump, whether or not, if you know that the president has demonic policies and is demonic in his personality, whether you would change and take the consequences. American history is replete with examples of that kind of person. And that's what we're looking for now. That's what this wonderful play is all about. I hope people will go and see it, Church and State, at the Stockbridge Theater Festival, or Group, as it's now called, in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
You mentioned strong men and president's support of them. We see that Turkish voters gave President Recep Erdogan a decisive election victory, lengthening his 15-year grip on power.
Let there be no mistake about it. The Times opined against him. People have warned that 20 years in power is a long time. He's taking away civil rights. He's putting people in jail. Not that some people didn't try to mount a coup against him, an old tradition. But he has won this election now, and people are going along with it, as they have in history. We know that. And it's all very dangerous.
We had quite a glimpse of what many articles pointed out, or a preview of what the 2020 presidential campaign could be like over the weekend, with both Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump in Nevada. Campaign stumps and the jabs went back and forth, including the use of the now known Pocahontas reference for Elizabeth Warren, and of course Elizabeth Warren saying, I'm in this for the long haul.
Well, she's the senator that I voted for in Massachusetts. She's strong. She is from the liberal wing of the party. She is, of course, a woman. And there will be many, many Democrats who think that she should be the candidate. But we have a long way to go before we see who emerges in the party. One guy I've got my eye on, David, is Deval Patrick. He's a neighbor in Richmond, Massachusetts, a great guy. And I think he has many of the qualities that Barack Obama had. I'd love to see him run for the office. I think an awful lot of people would turn out who traditionally don't turn out for elections, those people who are underrepresented in the country, but who will vote for somebody of the Patrick quality. You know, there are those people who think that since he went to work for Bain Capital, that's Romney's firm, that people won't vote for him. I think on the contrary, that's exactly the kind of thing that will bring a lot of middle class and Republican votes to the man, so that he is not seen as a bomb-throwing guy, but a stable fellow who did a terrific job as governor of Massachusetts, and we can hope maybe in the mix, at least I hope, for president.
We've been seeing some pushback on some of the White House officials, not in the normal places, including White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Alan, booted from a Virginia restaurant because she works for Trump. We also saw two other officials showing up at Mexican restaurants and being shouted out for it.
That's right, David. The polarization in this country is getting to be extraordinary. There are those people who think it is something that we should get over, that we should all learn to get along with the president or to have a relationship with the people on the other side that is kind and friendly. And yet, I think a good deal of what is happening here, this polarization to Sanders and so many others, is the fact that people are scared to death of this president and what he portends for this country. And they don't want to go along. They want to make sure that the people on the other side know that they're willing to fight back with everything that they have.